from the New Eagle Scotia. There are two parts to it. One that still needs our Chazor and the Gemara, and I called your attention this morning to the Ran and the Rif on the halacha concerned with Melechet Shabbos, Nenem Melechet Shabbos, how that is handled. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rameir and Rabbi Yochanan Sandel, the Rif puts it in as a little unit, expanding on the Gemara. So we'll cover that in Mirz Hashem, most likely first after Shabbos, since we have Moshiach on Thursday. I'd like to call your attention to, since we're finishing the sugya on Rechitza b'Shabbos Yom Tov, I'd like to, the first part is, needs a review of the Gemara before you have full value of that one. That's tied in with what I said, the Rif, the Isur of Binene from Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos is the Isur that led to the Gzere to Asa even Mayim Shehuchmu Mayerab Shabbos, etc. But it all began with Yom Tov. It's where Sugya begins at Yom Tov, really. And on Yom Tov, the Isur of Rechitza, meaning Lehochem Chamim B'Yom Tov, for Rechitza's Kol Gufo. So the Gemara said, Ponav Yadav Raglov, from this story of the Anshei Tveria, right? When they warmed the water through the Silon, they warmed the water, and the Rabbanan sent them the orders. If it is for Shabbos use, then it's also Bein Berchia, Bein Berechitza. If it's for Yom Tov use, it's also Berechitza, but it's Mutar Berchia. So the question that we discussed, why should it be also Berechitza on Yom Tov? And Yom Tov is Kol Asher Yeochel Lechol Nefesh Ulevada Yoselechem, and Yeochel means any Anos Haguf is Mutar. So why the Yisur? So he Mora records, because he knew why is Rechitza Kol Gufo also the Yom Tov? Why can't you water hot water for Yom Tov? New people. It's not Shove Lechol Nefesh. That's where you people raise this question. What about a 3-day hiatus of Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov? Maybe the third day should be called Shove Lechol Nefesh already, etc.
Rabbi, I didn't get to look up all the Mikorot, but I saw that Rav Ovadia is posek that water me'erev Yom Tov, a person is allowed to bathe gam ha'matya v'gam ha'merbat.
It's Rambam Shita.
Bechamin be'yom Tov.
Yeah, that's Rambam Shita. It's Rambam Shita.
So what is
the Malkor? Rambam, when different shot the Gemara, Rambam didn't held that, not the Gzeira, but the Rambam said before that, When we go on the Isur Lenos Memlechet Shabbos, we'll cover those sheets too. But what I was interested in sharing with you, this is on the New Eagles Moshe, it's a tshuva that was never published. What's called Shovel Lechol Nefesh? How do you measure Shovel Lechol Nefesh? If you ask my children, then it should be also to cook broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts on Yom Tov, was not sure. Well, no human being eats that stuff. It's highly personal thing. Sociological, psychological, philosophical. Where's the measure? So interesting that my shreda Zatzal sees fit to devote half of this shuva to try to define what shovel chol nefesh is. That's what I want you to pick up. Okay, on page 2, Simon Kotam Beis. Via Machlokas was shown in the Gedel Dover HaShovel Chol Nefesh. Okay? You with us? Okay, if you don't have it, please look it with somebody. What the Machlokas is. Machlokas is shown him on the Gedel and the definition of Shovel Chol Nefesh. It says, Mog Shubis of Zion, Papa Omar, Mugmor is also Shubdene Shovel Chol Nefesh. Remember, I mentioned that when we learned the Gemara was started, I gave that example. Mugmor is incense, right? Incense after a meal or during a meal, the feinschmeckers do it. I told you nowadays, the college students do it regularly to hide the smell of marijuana. So a papa says you can't use mugmo. Mugmo, what are you doing? Isu mabashel, bashel tzli, whatever you call it, right? You're burning mugmo on the fireplace, right? It's isu malocha. If it were shovel chol nefesh, be perfectly mutter, because on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to use fire for preparing things that are of value to you as a hanos haguf. No, so why mugmo? People like it. Right? They put the incense on the fire because it's a pleasant smell. Right? It's a luxury thing. Why should it be also? So now, what's the question? How to pose the question? The language that well uses dover hashovel lechol nefesh. I mean, I recognize that mugmo is shovel le nefesh. If you belong to the upper echelon in the economic world, right? That's how they live. Yesterday, the day before, the weekend, the Jewish press, Jewish Week, had something on about the. About Dr. Bernard Lander, Zechon Levracha, that it was last year of his life, the tour awarded him $4.5 million. They explained that was back pay, because all the years he worked for a paltry sum of some $300,000 there, when presidents of large universities, which tour is already, earn much more. Like our president earns $1,160,000. And puts them in the top of the presidents of universities, but generally the presidents of large universities, that's their salary, $1 million plus or no minus plus or plus $700,000. No, maybe those people they. they use mugmar for breakfast. You know, well, they could sit down for a cup of coffee, they put mugmar on it. Right. So what determines numbers of people? It's a quantitative estimate. How many people do it? That makes it chol nefesh, right? Or a little few people do it, it's only, well, I guess now it would be true also. You'd like to serve Mr. Shem for Yom Tov, not for Thanksgiving, but for Yom Tov, you want to serve venison, you want to serve deer meat. It's available, good Ashkocha. Right. There's a fellow who used to live with me, my neighbor in Muncie, who many years ago opened a farm in the Catskills, and he raises red deer and sells for people who what? Who are not shovel l'chol nefesh. It's very expensive. Isn't that it? So therefore, you can't shech deer on Yom Tov. Chicken's okay, right? Turkey's okay. Duck, it's a little expensive. Maybe not. Geese, maybe not, because it's not shovel l'chol nefesh. That's how you measure it. Right?
But if they're all the category of eating, and eating is
shavuot l'nefesh. Oh, so that's it. That's the question. That's what. Yeah. How do you measure shavuot l'nefesh? By utility concept. How it's utilized in the world, or is it measured by a class? Food is shavuot l'nefesh. Expensive food, not expensive food. That's not a factor. But if it's something which is an unusual substance, right, like mugmo, that may be ain't a shovel chol nefesh. Look how he analyzes it. Hikshe ablezer b'rei d'rovo, imar shemuter lishchot tzvi. That's a Gemara asked a question that maybe venison should be also on Yom Tov because not shovel chol nefesh. Not everybody can afford it. The shetir tzvi. Right? Why? Says you're allowed to have relations with a kallah the first night on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Right? Moraz also, for Yom Tov. Is not shovel chol nefesh? Says, yeah, it's shovel chol. Not everybody gets married erev Yom Tov, right? But having relations with a bride is the class of activity is shovel chol nefesh, right? Chayim bias basula, avshalom motzu eizel ele bepam arishon, al koponim tzol chol nefesh. Now here comes upirish Rashi, v'tam mugmo mishum she'eno elo lemefunokim. It's only for the feinschmeckers. Right? Av shevadai im mugmo hoyedovo shein soch lohutzi alzeh mos hoyaba yosem metzregel bezeh. Now this is my shrill really question. Why isn't it shavu l'chol nefesh? Because not everybody likes it? Meaning only some people are addicted to it and others not? What do you mean? It's because it's expensive activity. Therefore, people don't allow themselves the luxury of doing it. If it were cheaper, more people would use it, maybe. Shein tzol hotzi al zeh moz hoy haba yosef esragla bozeh. Chayzinen ein hat chilek mishum sach haregilim haregilos bozeh. It's not a matter of numbers. Okay, before Hashem, right? The Tosfos says, Shehar Yosavu the Tolu Bahagilus. Aba Masik the Aina Tolu Bagilus. Lo Bamitsias, Lo Bamashoy Mishaglim and Hoyze Motsui, Elabim Mutsorah Lachol Nefesh, or Chesh Kailu Chesh Zet Sorahem Klau. What does that mean? Here you got to become a little balabatish. If I told you, here I'll give you a present of Mugmo. Especially a Rov and a Keli, you get a whole bunch of things for Purim, right? Which have absolutely no utility. Right. But they look good.
Among the things that come, the guy sends in a big package of mugmor. So I offer it to you. I'll share it with you. I can't use it myself that much. Would you do it? Would you use it? Yeah, maybe once. Why? You're not interested. That's not a luxury, right? That attracts your attention. That's not because you're among the class of people who don't use it. You're among the class of people who don't want it. That determines whether it's shovel chol nefesh. There are people who, after eating dinner, might announce cigar and port will be served in the drawing room. See, below in that class of people, you finish dinner, then you go into another room, they give you a cigar, a glass of port wine. Right? That's a class of people. If you had enough money and you live that way, it's not a bad idea. Right? You may cigar nowadays, you have to possibly reject for health reasons, but the glass of port is not a bad idea. So it's shovel a whole nefesh. What then? It's not in your budget. That's something else. Mugmul is not because it's not in your budget. Mugmul, of course, that's an activity that doesn't attract people. Some people, that's the point. Ela b'mutzor l'chol nefesh o sheish keilu sheizor l'chol klal shchitza tzvi b'ilas p'sulo hu dovah hatzor l'chol nefesh kol nefesh nena mizeh ach shalom nizdamen lo lenas b'kach. It doesn't have the opportunity. Well, if the opportunity would present itself, yeah, it's a fine activity. That's a personality already. Mufunokim. I call them punchmakers. Right?
Punch?
Yeah?
Punch?
What the word is? Schmecking. Smelly. Yeah, the punchmakers. Okay, they're the people Sheba Apam Hogoish. I said that in the evolution. They argue, well, how come we have muscles in the nose, that the twitchy nose? An animal has to smell all over, he has to twitch his nose. Why do you need a twitch? You need it for when someone asks you for an opinion of somebody. Just twitch your nose. That's what Yaakov said about Shimon Levi, but Apam Holguish, with the nose that can kill a man. Umugmo, Elu Shem Mufunokim, Elam Sorba Mugmo. Yesha Follow Bishne Pirushim. Look how he quetched out, because it's a real, really interesting thing. No one defines the term for you. Double trouble, Chol Nefesh. This is my fair standard style. You don't skip words in the Gemara, in Rashi, in Tosfos. The words gotta make sense. My father Zatzal, he's a classic Rebbe. He had his certain expressions, Yiddish expressions from Yeshiva in Europe. Right? Mendav Tzelen Berta. You have to count words. I mean, there are 10 words in the line, right? I know the meaning of all 9. No good. You have to know all 10. There are 2 ways to look at it, he says. She'elu she'im ufunokim. Those who are not in that class of people. Eilem shum hanor b'mugmo. No big deal. If I offered you mugmo for nothing, you wouldn't be using it. It's not your style. She'lechein av she'zeh she'elim ufunokim. Right? Hum yishum aniyusam. Maybe those who are not mufunokim because they're poor, so you have mammon lahosi advom shaleka hechech and unnecessary things. Bimhoyle mammon gam hemoyinas mufunokim. Right. Like I said, if you had money, you would also finish every meal by having a cigar and port wine in the drawing room. Our koponim, mikivon shalinin hamitsius, ainim mufunokim. But the fact is, they don't belong to that class. And ain lahem hanor b'mugmo. So that no smugmul ain't a shovel a whole nefesh. That's one way to look at it. In other words, I'll put it in our language, it's a cultivated taste. Okay. I think you'll understand that better. If I don't cultivate the taste, I don't have that taste. Beis, or I can look at it differently. Mugmo gamkin huano lechol nefesh. Why? Gimme mugmo loyanenin. If there were a real, if it wasn't a pleasant experience to sit in a room where the room is filled with the smell of incense, what? Ela elam funokim shuku behem. Only those who are accustomed with. Then harei lo hoyeshum ish mugo bezev l'rasa mevunik lezeh. Kibin de bepoma oshonim lo elo ano lo yamastel klau. Okay. I remember I was already, I think, most likely in my 30s or so, the first time I tasted schnapps. Never had any interest in tasting schnapps. But if you keep on tasting schnapps, then you become a mumche, right? I drink only Jack Daniels, because when you drink schnapps, chotch and shell, a Jewish name, Yankel Daniel. What then? You should drink Chivas HaRegel, right? Chivas Regal, right? But you had no one likes schnapps. It doesn't taste good. It burns. Why do you want to taste schnapps for? Well, you can get used to it, right? That's what he says. The problem I was showing him loy lo hano, right? Then loy master klal elamashma. That mugmo smells nicely the first time too. It's not like schnapps that doesn't taste good. You got to get used to it. So you have to say. No, it's a pleasant thing for anybody. Ela mashma, how do you get used to it, then it's something you want. Ela, what? Mashma shagam bepomim horoshonim, ikra no. Ach, what? Kivon shlo hisragil, since it didn't become a customary activity that after every meal I throw some incense on the fire, so no, it's no big deal. If I have it, I'll do it, not. I don't mind not making use of mugmo. Right? I'm not addicted to it. That's the next one. You have to have a kind of an addiction to it for it to become necessary for you. That's why it's enoshavlochal. Why? Not because it's not pleasant the first time. It's pleasant the first time too. But not enough to make a big deal. Not every hanor becomes an essential hanor for you. Therefore, it's no. Available, not available. That's called Eina Shovel Chol Nefesh. I ask you about venison. I say, are you venison? I have no problem with venison. It falls into my category of necessary food. What then? It's high priced. That's a different issue. That doesn't make any trouble to hold that fish. I start up with Yitzhak. We're up to Yosef. You're Yosef. Yeah, I told you, your Geza, where you come from, women prepare food much more labor intensive than anybody else. Right? It's a style. Right? If you ask your wife, she'll tell you it's Eina Shovel Chol Nefesh. She may not be interested in preparing food that way. But everybody is moda. That what? That if it's available, yeah, that's a good food. And if I wouldn't mind the labor, I would do it all the time. That doesn't make it ain't a shovel chol nefesh, because not everybody does it that way. But when it comes to Mugmur, and I ask you, you want to use Mugmur today? I said, it's up to you, whatever you want. No big deal. V'chiyesh midu l'anos ha'odam l'hetam lechem t'mur. V'chiyesh midu l'anos ha'odam l'hetam lechem b'yom tov. Ha'kol odam mutorim b'mlocha b'yom tov l'tzorech orcha nefesh v'anosa. Uvada ein shoven ha'anos ha'odam zeh l'zeh af me'achila koshkim ha'anos ha'chero shechem misana me'atech v'sara harbi v'kulam mutorim. That's Hezbollah. That for some people, they're already addicted to it. Other people, no. Therefore, no means it's not shovel chol nefesh. This is nonsense. It's the same rule applied to a piece of chicken. You want to help our find the place we're up to?
So how does that fall with smoking?
Well, we're talking.
Just to clarify, the second sheet does much more machmer and says that it could even be lo shav. It could even if everyone enjoys it, it could still be categorized as lo shav v'chol nefesh and aser. And the first sheet just says no. In order to be lo shav v'chol nefesh, some people have to not enjoy it.
If the second way of looking at it, right? That. It's ain't a shovel chol nefesh because it is nothing that encourages you, nothing in your makeup that says I would prefer to live this way, I prefer to have this all the time. It's no. So here he has shelechur tumur. That tells that analysis is tumur. Why? And everything. Some people like a filter fish. I make a specific example. I notice usually at the smorgasbord, which I had an intensive course during the month of October, I think it's 10 to 7 chasanas. They always put up a plate of filter fish.
Really? Yeah. Right. I'm insane,
man. And you watch. Some people go right to filter fish. First thing they'll take. Most people, myself included, I would have to be very hungry to eat gefilte fish except on Shabbos. The larger European descent people who still are relatively fresh, we had parents or first generation immigrants, filter fish are big yichas by them. And for most Americans, no big deal. They'd rather go to the counter, which I never understood, where they're serving frankfurters and sauerkraut on rolls, like the cheapest food that's available. And next to it, they have fancy French cooking and so on. No, they head right for the hamburgers and the hot dogs. So I figured out why. The adults, I know why. The kids, because that's what they like. But adults is because their wives aren't there. So they can get a chance to eat what they like. Yeah. So you feel the fish is double a shovel a whole nefesh. You're going to measure. My parents came from Europe, right? So it's now brought up. And filter fish is a very it's a luxury food. And others not. You can measure hanor. So therefore, that the second analysis, yes, I have hanor, but no big deal. Well, and many foods is hanor, no big deal. There are not many foods that you say I must have it. Yeah, no big deal. Right. I give other examples, he needs to feel, but you need Balabatish examples to understand this. Your mother makes chicken soup. Right. Now, if you make chicken soup the way the caterers do, there's no shaila. They have a long trough and a long pot, a very long one, and they put in the water and the salt and vegetables, and have a chicken run through. Right. So there's no problem. What do you do with the leftover chicken? But your mother uses chicken. What do you do with the chicken that you made the chicken soup from? You now have boiled chicken. Who eats boiled chicken?
Eat it in the soup.
Oh, by all the Europeans, it's the biggest Michael, boiled chicken. Right? To us, most Americans, no. You want roast chicken, right? You want barbecue chicken. But plain boiled chicken, no big yichas. So boiled chicken, and a shovel of chol nefesh. That's what he's arguing. The chiyesh midol la'nos ha'odam lehetach lech v'yomtev. The kol odam utoram b'mlech v'yomtev l'tzor chol nefesh v'anosam. But I ain't shoving Hanos or them zer, lozer. Af my achilo. Koshkim Hanos, achilo, shechet, bishane, ma'at, echet, bishane, harbe, the kula mutorin. So he rejects that notion that how much would you miss if you didn't have it? So a fellow who's all his life he grew up and they always had incense after the meal or during the meal, oh, he'll miss it. It's available to me. No big deal. Therefore, it's not shovel chol nefesh. It's nonsense. Here's the analysis. Shebishvil hanor ba'almo lahosif tanugim al asmo yosem yatzorech lo hitira Torah. It's a big chiyush. To do a malocha, go back to the pasuk. Achat sheyochel lechol nefesh yivad yosachem means standard fare. What people consider to be a proper menu on a meal. Therefore, the hosib tanug olasvo yosem yatzorech lo etira Torah. Here, this is a further analysis. You mean what's essential for life? Kuch nefesh if you don't have it? No. Avshe vaday hutro melocha v'yom tov lo rak l'mashet tzor l'chai nefesh mamash ele gam l'tanugim shef shel odom lichus kol yom ha'beloze. What do you say for Shabbos in Yuzmiris bosa v'dogim v'chol matamim? And the others mean is Yenos Mevusomim. Shabbos, you have Yenos Mevusomim. You must have Yenos Mevusomim, otherwise it's no good. What's Yenos Mevusomim? Right? We don't usually use it much, but it's available on the market in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Kanditun wine. That's Yenos Mevusomim. Right? It's Chazarai wine. With sugar and spices, and some people like it. So Yenim Musamim is also on Shabbos, also on Yom Tov to make Yenim Musamim. Have to cook up the wine with the spices. What do the goyim like to drink? Mixed drink. You use a thing called vermouth. You know what that is?
Plain wine.
Yeah, what is it called?
Vermouth.
Yeah. It's that Shainos Mavusamim. It's wine with all kinds of spices. Use it in mixed drinks. So it's also on no. Avo rak letanugim sheish rotzel otam lesani ben bachilas dvorim musukim ushmanim. People like to eat food that's full of sugar, full of cholesterol. Oh, that's good. That's kosher ayam. Even though the doctor told you not to eat it. But sheyesh rotzon lechol odom lisanik behem. Af shein rotzon odom betanugim b'chol eis. If I would offer you the same food on a Tuesday night, not on a Yom Tov, you would question, yeah, but it's too much sugar, too much cholesterol, right? But you came to a chasana, all rules are off, free of all restrictions. Why? But it happens only rarely, big deal. So So you have people who are makpid not to eat meat except on Yom Tov. My own home, we don't serve meat except on Yom Tov. Not because everything gets meat, but because of health reasons, try to keep a low cholesterol diet, a lower cholesterol diet, so you avoid meat. Right? No, you come to a chasen, of course they serve meat, you eat the meat. But if they offer you the same choice, you have a choice, as they do, right? But actually, in most caterers, they always have a choice, eat or don't eat. That's that you have to choose also. But they offer you a choice, chicken, fish, or meat. Look around the table. 90% will order meat, right? 5% chicken and 5% fish. Why? Because meat is not shavu l'chol nefesh. Of course shavu l'chol nefesh. 90% want meat. The fact that you don't want meat doesn't make any shavu l'chol nefesh. Or the reverse. You come to a place where everybody is on a diet. Like everybody is on a diet nowadays. It doesn't do any good, but they're all on diets. Even though you wouldn't eat this diet except on Yom Tov, so it's ein shavu l'chol nefesh when you look at it insofar as how often is it eaten by people. Avol b'imei Yom Tov u'b'imei Simcha she'tzrichin u'sherotzin l'smoch l'sanei ho'yabochim b'tanugin ke'elu k'domar Rav Lozal Tamidov לכו איכלו משמנים ושו ממתקים כי כבר עושה השמס מסכת. והוא מקרוב עשר שנאמר זה על ראש השנה וחגב נמותו גם הנוס. אבל אלו התענוגים שלא איכפס לאודם גם כשולתי לו עושה נור כנמוגמו שלא עושם לו הורגלו בזה אף שיש להם הנור ואיך פסו גם כשומתי יהנו זו, ויאף ביומים הרוסים בתענוגים, לא היה מבקשן תענוג זה, גם למה היה מצריך אל הזה תענוג זה, לא הותר לס ולוח ויותר לצור תענוג זה. It's a very fine, I mean, a sensitive chilek that's being made. It's hard to put it exactly into a formula. What he's saying is very simply, there are luxury items that are not used regularly by people. That does not make them into not ochel nefesh. But they're luxury items which really lo ichpas lo, no one cares yes or no. I have some problems with you know, specific examples. Yeah. Recently, it hasn't been a long time since I attended a wedding which had this menu. Right? After the entree, etc., they suddenly came around with ices.
Lemon ices.
I mean, I was brought up, ices you eat as dessert after the meal, or not at all during the meal. But then around cups of ices, they ask somebody, what's this minog? He says, well, don't you know, that's to clear the palate. Why? Because you're going to serve the main dish. You don't want anything to interfere with your, I know of the main dish.
Between fish and meat.
Huh?
Between fish and meat.
Yeah. No, not paloch of fish and meat, no. Fish and meat, they're ready, they have wine on the table, and Pepsi Cola, and Coca Cola. No problem rinsing your mouth out in fish and meat, especially so many bad. Times nowadays they don't serve fish at all for the entree.
It's not ice, it's lemon sorbet.
It's that anyone that, when they serve this intermezzo, they called it, right? They serve this intermezzo. Usually the entree is also something very special, and this one have to be pieces of roast duck was the entree, not fish. no, that wasn't a halachic reason. It's mefunakim,
These are the fine schmeckers. Right. So if on Yom Tov I had to make that ices, have to cook up some flavors there, maybe it's also. It's a food. Yeah, but it's not, the chil is a food, hanor, and any hanor. Hanor saguf is mutar on Yom Tov. I got to define the hanor of kol nefesh. That's the problem. Okay? I say, the only way I understand this is you have to give yourself examples, right, and try to fit that into these klolim. And I go, to finish up. Again, elo hatanugim sho'ichos odom gam shoti yelos hanor, dan mugbo, shalosam shalohuglu bazer, af sheyeshem hanor lo ichos lo gam choyi hanor zu. When I make up a menu, I'm going to make a fancy menu for Yom Tov, right? That wouldn't be one thing I'd put on the menu. Not because it's not a hanoah, because it's not a hanoah ashav lechol nefesh. The hutru lasos melachah b'Yom Tov tzor tanuk zeh. Then af she'elu le'elu hamufu nokim shehuglu bazer. How you wrote some vaction time to get the mugbo. Keep on change the shovel of whole nefesh, then lohuto, meaning botla daito, it's a kol b'yodom. Now come back to our sugya. We talk about taking a shower on Yom Tov, the chitza b'Yom Tov. What's the analysis?
What about Ishun, Mugmar?
Huh?
There are people that mirshinim that smoke cigarettes, only in Yom Tov, that's the famous Taz, okay,
that's the big my focus. When I was growing up, smoking was maybe you remember, maybe where you come from, maybe you still do it at a table. You come in on a chasana, there's a glass filled with cigarettes on the table.
Cigar,
one of the famous shilas in Avelos is an oval wants to be at the chasana. So they have a heter, a weak heter. Heter, he should not be there as a guest, he should be as one of the waiters. A waiter is allowed to work even though he's an oval. How do you make him a waiter? He distributes the cigars. Chews, many chew for some. Right? Give him a job. Why? Everybody comes to a chasana, one of the things you serve at a chasana is a cigar for everybody. All the males are offered a cigar. That's until relatively recent times.
They had it at my cousin's wedding last year.
Still had it. Okay, that's a traditionist. Tradition, yeah. Okay.
There are people that are only in Sukkot, they smoke cigar. Only in Sukkot, only.
Oh. Okay. So what happened now, Taki? We'll stop here a minute. All right. It's discussed in the Maghreb of Omen and Taz, and the senior in Dover Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, smoking. Right. So when I was growing up, everybody who smoked on Yom Tov too. Why? Smoking is Dover Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. Look in the Taz. Has very nice. It says, "Is it shovel chol nefesh?" It says, "Of course, it aids digestion. It improves your breathing.
Good to cancer.
Yeah. Okay. It avoids constipation."
Now people that don't smoke.
Dova hashovel chol nefesh. In Taz was a smoker, of course. Yeah. How is he defining it? That it is a tzorech ha'odom. It's a valuable, like a food. Therefore, you don't want to smoke, don't smoke, but so many people do smoke. But
this is smoke cigarette. But I ask about people that don't smoke
every
day, and they smoke cigar only in
Chatzim. Only on Yom Tov.
Only on Yom Tov.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Right. Well, but that's okay. If you hold it, shovel l'chol nefesh, then he says it's like on Yom Tov, if you eat fatty foods, eat high cholesterol foods, things you don't eat all week, all year, but on Yom Tov, if you allow yourself a luxury, fine.
So what about now that with the fact that they know that it's mekatzer lekol nefesh?
There's no doubt it's an isur d'oraisa. There's no doubt that spoken end of today is eino shava lekol nefesh. It's only for those who are addicted. Anyone who is intelligent, I assume everybody's intelligent, nobody wants to smoke anymore. Those who smoke because they can't stop. Period. No one knew until relatively recently the level of addiction that smoking, that nicotine introduces. It's as bad as morphine, codeine, heroin, crack, etc. So there's certainly, and you see an interesting thing. Those who are addicted, right, and they want to smoke on Yom Tov nowadays, have no trouble not smoking on Shabbos. I'm talking about our home people. I mean, I still remember in my shul how all the people would have a pack of cigarettes in their locker so they could light it on the way home, Motzoi Shabbos. They couldn't wait to get home to get a cigarette, but the cigarette was waiting in the lockers. They could light it right after Havdalah. They light the cigarette. I don't know of anybody in my shul now who smokes.
No, my cigarette is very different. It's only a now. It's not that they need like cigarettes.
Cigar is more choshev. My buddy, it's a sign of luxury. What do you mean to say? It's a sign of simcha, a sign of... I went to a conference, it must be already 16, 17 years. I went to Havana, to Cuba. And you had to get special permission. They had a conference on brain death. And I went there to lecture. And all my chaverim, everyone, remember, bring back some Havana cigars.
He died in Magal Tov, and in Mishloach Manot in Purim.
Yeah.
In Italy, he had a cigar, chocolate, coffee.
Okay.
That's Chida.
All right. Look. Now get back to Asugia. Rechitza. Rechitza hu vaday tanag l'chol adam. You with us? Afla hanim ha'inim ufunokim. Watches. Avol l'rov bnei adam ein ze tanu kozeh sho yehochem mevakshim etochem lasik ze af beyom sherotzen smoch l'sanik. Af sheika ma'atim ke'elu sheshan tzak sho yichutzu kerabal gamliel do yisinis voyolo tzak sho yerochetz shlokein hutolo lichos bimei avluso al ishto kinesam bebrochos. Right? Remember Rabbi Gamliel, Rochas Belaila Rishono Shemesa Ishto, Yomar Issinasano. I'm just a super sensitive individual, and I can't, I have tzar if I'm not washing up. Right? Bavada Yeshosa Inchuk Elu, right? Sha'av She'elam tzar, Basum Yimei Avlon. Argument a little weak. You gotta yell like hell. Okay. Yeah, let him look in with you. Listen to the analysis. Lochein tolui ze b'shnei ha-pirushim. L'pirish alef nechshav rechitza shav l'chol nefesh. Why? Everybody has a noah from it. Kiven d'chol nefesh yesho ha-noah ha-kol mirechitza yesh la'ata b'yamto. Ze sover ha-rambam u'di'imei. That's the Rambam shita. Mata rechitza b'yamto. Why? Is Dover Hashov L'chol Nefesh? Everyone has an awe from it. Some now find it essential? You're already addicted to it? He says, who measures Hano? It's a thing, Hano, offer it to anybody. Availability, you can take a nice hot shower, they'll all accept it. Offer to everybody incense. No. No, thank you. Some yes, some not. So it's not shava l'chol nefesh. Again, not measured by the numbers of people who use it, but rather by the reaction of people to its availability. Those who will always accept it, because it's important to them, even though sometimes a year can go by, they don't have it. But when it's available, it's a big deal. But there are, to other people, mugmor, even when it's available, they won't use it. Say, so offered you, I told you, I have a bunch of mugmor, I'm offering it you for nothing. Chances are you'll put it away in the closet and not use it. Yeah, and you remind yourself a few months later, oh, maybe I have mugmor, I'll throw it onto the fireplace. Therefore, Rechitza, according to the Rambam, is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everybody, if offered, will accept it, even though they may not go out of the way to try to get it. But Achi B'Toses B'Shem HaRavor, Sover, they hold a Rechitza B'Yom Tov is also, Kepirish Beish. L'chein Rechitza She'ein Ela L'Tanug, Toli B'Echus HaTanug. That which is put in the leg in the category of only tanug, right? That's also beyantuf. That's b'dovah hashav alochol nefesh, asher yei ochel like achila. Shekiven shu tanik kozeh sherov bnei adam sheinu mufunokim. Lo yichpos lo klal so yilem apishor sheim rosim tanik kov beyantuf yisimcha. Lo yivak shu lo yadchicho hazei tanik zeh. The chitzas kol aguf also lo rak lidhu. El aflam funokim shem ayrotsim aflu shtadil litchor tugu letanik rechitza mishum dein l'shava l'chol nefesh. That's really how we learn pshat right away. I made the point. Want to look worldwide? More people don't bathe every day than do bathe every day, and not only because more people don't have the opportunity to bathe every day. Not true. It's a bit of a sociological behavior. In America, I'm sure, you go down south, you go to the Midwest, not everybody, maybe in the big cities, because, famous style, railways. But to take a shower every day, we grow up, can't take a shower a day, it's something you miss. I know my children, when they're visiting, they rush in after Havdalah, they rush in to take a shower before they head for home. Why? They didn't shower that day. I can wait till Sunday morning to take a shower. Therefore, it's Ein Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. See, Ein Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, Ein Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, not like Rav Gamliel. They don't include that in their preparations for Yontif to make sure that they have hot water to take a shower. Then the Rechitzas Kol Gufu is classified as Ein Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. And even the Hamufunokim, Shem Oyrotzen, Ishtadim Ritzchor Tuv L'Tani Chitzim Shum Ein Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Abul Zeya, we may go back to Asugya. We don't know what they're talking about there already. To go in and just to sweat, to go into a sauna. That was tied in with health. The idea that sweating sweats out the poison in you. Okay, that was part of the medical knowledge of the time. They interpreted fever, and someone is sick, he has fever, and he sweats. That's what the body is trying to get rid of the poison. We now tie it in just that the temperature went up. The body has a cooling mechanism, right? It causes sweating, so the sweat will evaporate and cool the body. Right? Don't see that as the sweat containing toxic substances that are being emitted from the body. He says, but aber sehe, afsha gam kein habe in shelo ich bin so sehe, never muto. Afsha beshvil a tiny shesh odom sehe, lo lo later. Der kogo muto bishum de shovel chol nefesh shel brius. Because it's a health measure. Health measure, some people will be makvid because of a health measure. I must make sure to get my vitamin C. Right. Therefore, right, they must have orange juice that day. So to go ahead and squeeze orange juice, right, is a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. It's also to squeeze because it's not hutar b'yamtiv. Because the yamtiv we're only matir milisha ve'elech, the melacha milisha ve'elech. So if squeezing orange juice is called dosh, disha is before milisha ve'elech, so it's not mutar. But no one will deny it's a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. It's also because it's not a mutar like a melacha. I was again. Afshe gamkin har beinshel ichlus ubezeya never a smuto. Afshe b'shul atayni yesh odom ubezeya loyel lahatir. Not because of the pleasure. Because mokom mutam shum deshavu lochal nefesh lebrius. Gam zehu tzoruch odom gam beyontiv shemuto beyontiv b'tam mitol shehutu l'tzoruch damashol tzoruch. Kiven shu tzoruch hayom hashavu lochal nefesh. Okay, that's this fancy analysis that no one gives really. You don't say it any place where they stretch around, try to define, give me a dictionary definition of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. People should, you read it over again, see it's a nice, really an original contribution to the whole sugya.
Why is there no issue with refuah?
What?
If it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, because of brius.
No, it's a refuah. Oh, no. The issue is, I said that wrong. There's Yisro Fuah Yom Tov. For the Zeru Shem and Yisro Ksam Lamanim, we can do a Malocha. That's a Zeru Rabbanon. But Refuah per se is not also Yom Tov. In other words, it's not because it's Refuah that's also Yom Tov. If it were Refuah there that didn't involve an Yisro Malocha, like here, right? Then Refuah is Mutal, because the Isa Malocha you're dealing with is Bishul. But the Isa Malocha, Legabi Rufu, we're worried about is Sabonim, that's Tchina, Tochen. Tochen is before Lisha, therefore it's not Mutar. We discussed that in our Sugir, but that you should know already from your own background, that when we talk about Malocha Beyoptiv, we talk about Malocha of Ochel Nefesh, which means Me Lisha Veilech.
So why can't the Tchina of the Samamanim, why can't that, if that's not an aspect in refuah these days, then why can't that be transferred back to Shabbat?
Say it again.
Why can't it be transferred back to the Shabbat? To say the Shabbat, there's no penye.
Nowadays, nobody makes refuah beyond the Shabbos, alayshikas hamonim. Not even the pharmacist in the drugstore. A pharmacist goes 4 years to pharmacy school. He learns how to pour from a big bottle into a little bottle.
Yeah.
They're not too smart to people, so it takes 4 years to learn how to do that. Right. But once upon a time, you got to get a guy a prescription, and he took, like nowadays, go into these alternative medicine places. They make all kinds of mixtures of Chinese herbs and so on. They'll make you up a mixture. You tell them what you want, grind it up, and put it in capsule form for you. That's Tikka Samman. In the factory, in the drug house, of course, they do Tikka Samman. Nowadays, we've just been spoiled. We're living in a wealthy world where drugs are made for you. You have to do it yourself.
So today, what is the Isur Refuah on Shabbat?
Because Gzeirat Rabbanan has not been revoked. Remember, we have legalisms to worry about. An ordinance, once put on the books, stays on the books unless it's repealed. And we can't repeal our ordinances because Yidah Bezin Shagodol Mena B'chokhmo V'minyan.
And that gzera was never put on Yom Tov?
Huh?
That
gzera
was never instituted
sure.
For Yom Tov?
Yeah, same gzera. Refuah is also B'Yom Tov too.
So then again,
not because it's refuah, that's the point. Refuah as a goal is Shabbat L'chol Nefesh, even though it only applies to a few people who are sick. But everyone who is sick, so if the Issa were Issa refuah, right? That's a Zeyah is a refuah that they didn't make a gzera Shem Yisrael Zahmanim because it's too far removed from Srikas Avonim. Your sweat, if you'll sweat, will allow you to make Srikas Avonim. So that they didn't include that in the gzera. So therefore, refuah per se is mutter. What then is a gzera the Rabbanon? In other words, refuah is mutter as Shovel Chol Nefesh. That's the point. There's not a problem with Ein Shovel Chol Nefesh, even though only a few people are sick.
When he says that
Zeya
is
Brius. 1 second. Okay, that's it. That base, we need, for the rest, we had to go back. We'll make Chazora and the Sugi Brechitza. There, we need a whole bunch of the Shoylem fighting with each other on the Chitza of Yom Tov and Shabbos. I thought we already have already the Rambam. Thought the conclusion the Gemara is that Rechitza is Mutter B'Yom Tov. Right. Yeah.
When he says that Zeya is for Brius, he means it like refuah, or he means it simply like the Gemara says, Tzarach L'Kol Nefesh, meaning like just like eating is Tzarach L'Kol Nefesh.
No, Zeya.
You eat to be healthy, so you also do sweat to be healthy, isn't it? It means it actually is refuah?
Say it again.
Zeya can be considered actually refuah, or he's just saying it's Brius, like eating and like doing other activities. I mean, like we had the Taz. The Taz considered smoking also for Brius. And he's not, doesn't necessarily mean refuah.
Well, that was the Taz is tying it. I'm smoking. But that,
yeah.
Zaya, the question is, can I heat up the water on Yom Tov, right, for Zaya purposes? The answer is yes, for Zaya purposes, it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
Now, I'll just point out that it might not at all fall within the category of refuah. It could just be for Brius.
Why?
So
the question, why is it Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Not everybody runs into a bathhouse to sweat on Yom Tov.
Because it's a healthy thing to do.
And it's something which people can do without. Sure. No. But since it's a healthy activity, that makes it Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
So everyone who could do it, would do it.
Even if everyone who would do it wouldn't do it, but they should do it.
Okay.
But you could say that about any cardiovascular activity.
Yeah, so.
Swimming, running, ball playing.
You can solve the same, achieve the same goal by learning Bava Basra on Shabbos, Yom Tov, right? And you carry the sefer around, get to all your exercise you need. Okay, we have a few minutes. Let's go back to the Gemara. Sefer Shabbos isn't bad either, especially this edition. Boys, tomorrow we have. Want to turn that off a second?
Because no one knows what they're talking about.
Mulya Hagorov, a samovar, where the coal was taken out. Now you have to understand what we're talking about. Okay? They have samovar and it's available if you want to buy from an antique shop. They have it around, and I'm sure there's a company that manufactures the antiques. It is similar to what we have, the reverse, to keep things cool. I don't know if you people may have it at home. Some people have a pitcher where there's a cone in the pitcher, and it's filled, you fill that with ice cubes, and you put the cone in, right, and the water is around. It's not made for water. It's usually made where you want to cool something which you don't want to dilute with the ice cube melting. So the ice cubes melt in the cone, and whatever's outside, it's good for orange juice, to keep orange juice cold. You don't want to dilute the orange juice with water, so you put your ice cubes there. That's, here they had it for heat. I put hot coals in the central cone, or the reverse. I have water in the central cone, and I put hot coals in the outside. You with me? That's their mulyo. Right? Mulyo hagorov, if the coals were taken out, shosin hemeno b'shabas, we'll learn the Rashi in a minute, you can use it on Shabbos. Well, use what? Do what with it? Antichi, but an antichi, alpha pi, shegufo, in shosin hemeno b'shabas. Okay. Look at Rashi. Rashi trying to establish what is the iso that we're concerned with. We shouldn't tell you what you're worried about. What iso? Let me show some menu. When you made it, you're putting coals on Shabbos. Cold before Shabbos, why not? What's different than Shia, every Shia? Look at Rashi. Mulyo ha-grov men ha-kolem mi-bod yom gorov ha-kotum. You made gorov, you took the coals away before Shabbos. Shosem mi-meimo b'Shabbos. Al-fa-pi she-huch-mu k'sas mach-mas ha-kli l'fi she-eino mosef hevel. The metal is hot. You took the coals away, the metal is hot. Now what's it? This mission is impossible. Why is it different than any case of Shia? What is it by Shia? I want to put my cholt on the pot. I want my cholt on the oven. Right? I make gorov of a kotum, I can put it on. And it's most of hevel, so what's wrong with it? This brings us to our crackpot situation too, as you see. There's the fish ain't a most of hevel. There's no additional heat, but it's now in the cooling off process. What's the structure there? Mulyo is mayim mibifinim. Not exactly the samovars that we have nowadays from Russia and Poland that use coals. There, it was all the way around. Here, it was just a pocket with the coals. Similar thing, water to the left, the coals to the right. Right. Similar, but most of the samovars they have is circular where they put the coals all about. V'nosen shom kolim v'amayim b'kibulu ha-godol. Rabbo seinu meforshim mulyar shnei shulayim antichi v'idudi mechitza v'intayim. Mulya had a false bottom. The coals went into there too. That's the structure. Antichi is a beidudi with a mechitza b'intayim. It was right and left, not on the bottom. V'li nira lehepach. Dimkein, we'll see the Gemara, how will I miss the mayim milmalo kolam milmato. It doesn't say that. So I don't like that. I don't think that they're referring to a kli where the structure is that the coals are on the bottom. V'od dinechushta d'toni bantichi loshon shalayim heim. V'im omrim loshon nechoshes. Shiny nechoshes micheres. What's that? Gemara says that what's also a mulyar is okay, but antichi not. So they say Nantichi is not because Nuchushta, it says Sheyave Nuchushta. Nuchushta in Aramaic means base. Nuchushta also means copper. Like a Chamro in Aramaic, right? Chamro can mean wine, and Chamro can mean a donkey. How you know the difference? If it's in a stable, it's a donkey. If it's in the basement, it's Mesama wine. Right? It's how you use it. He says, Belin Hila, the Heim Omrim, Lot Shon Nechoshes. Right? Others say it's the Chushra, the reason why Antichi is Nechoshes, and they had this idea that copper, once hot, keeps on giving off heat. So it's most of Hevel. We'll see what. We'll have trouble with the reality of, you know, the reality of the physical constants that they're talking about. Hechidomi mulya agorov. What's the structure? Before we do analyze Iso Muto, what's the structure? Tana Mayim Ibivinim Ugucholim Ibachutz. Okay, that's the structure that we see nowadays. You see what old fashioned samovars were that. Okay? The central cavity was filled with water and had a spigot from there, and in the walls they put in hot coals. Antichi, which says you can't use on Shabbos, even though the coals were taken out. Rabbi Omar Beikiri, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Omar Beidudi. Okay, look at Rashi. What's Beikiri? The first Rashi in the Gemara. Cholol yesh bekiro esel cholol leho shagachalim bo umayim nesunim becholola hasheni afagav de dome lemulio miyukiro dofana ov v'o todo besocho kol yivos hacho v'dofana cham meod umosov behevo b'mayim afapi shekrufa min hagecholim. Why is Antichi no good? Because it's like the Beikiri. Bei means house. Oh, exactly the structure, don't fully understand. There was a cholol yesh bekiro, eitzel cholol leho. Meaning there was a pocket in the kiro where you put in coals, and the coals there all week. You kept coals burning there. Memele, come Erev Shabbos, you're dealing with told us all. That's what you have to understand. That's what we learned this morning. You're dealing with told us all. In other words, that's the mecham where it's also the galgal beitza from its heat. The mecham, you're away from it, but the heat is great enough to curdle an egg, right? Here too, even though the coals are out, but it's how he explains, it's a heavy walled kiro, heavy walled ceramic, and that's been heating all week with the coals. Therefore, and that's how easiest way to understand the sugya. Therefore, the kiro becomes told us all. And therefore, you're putting it into a fire, Erev Shabbos with the fire on, that's also. Why is it also? Why is it different than the kiro itself? The kiro, we began pere kiro with a heter to do that. Make gorer for kotem, take the coals out, then you can use it on Shabbos. You can use it Friday to be kikar on Shabbos. Mo will explain that in a minute. Right? So you have a machlokis, what mulia is, right? Rabbi says it's Beikiri. That's why it's also. Nachman Yitzchak says is Beidudi. Beidudi is what I described to you, our mulio, our samovar. Mandama Beidudi, that's also. Wonder why it's also, why if it's Beidudi, then it's the same as the mulio. You know, that's how we describe what a mulio is. Kolshkein, if he holds duties also, Beitiri certainly also. Manoma Beitiri, Ava Beiduti, lo. But a Beiduti is mutl. Like the Mishnah says, that's a mulio. Tanya Kavosei the Rav Nachman, Antichi, Ava Pishe, Grufo, Kduma, and Shosen Amenom of Nation, Nuchushto, Mechama Mosa. So that explains it. One is made of copper, and one is made of ceramic. The ceramic one that has the water in the middle and the coals on top, you take the coals out, it's mutter on Shabbos. But the nechushto, for some reason, copper heats more. The truth is, reality is, that the reverse. That ceramic most likely heats more. Why? To get ceramic to hold the heat, in other words, the mass of ceramic is a nechusho could be a relatively thin vessel. Ceramic is a heavy vessel. That heavy vessel gets heated up before Shabbos. The odds are that more heat comes out of the ceramic than out of the copper. And anyway, that's what we have here. You don't like how they make their kalim, doesn't change the halacha. Those are the conditions given. So we're told that a copper keli gives off more heat than it. But so what? No place that you learn in the first perek that you can't use a tefillah made of copper? Tefillah you make go of, then you're allowed to use it, put in your food, end of Shabbos, you use the food on Shabbos. That Gemara sums up with one question. Maika Omar, what the heck are you talking about? That's what Maika Omar means. Off the wall. I mean, we start a pair of kilo, and you suddenly throw in this bombshell that you ask a kilo. As bad as a kilo is, these samovars are not. And a kilo is mutu. Maika Omar, Amar Lacha Bamas the Hochik Omar. Of course that. We're talking about Hamecham Shepinu Mimenu Mayim Chamin. You empty, it's all empty. You use up the hot water. And you now have just an empty hot pot. Can I put water in it on Shabbos? It's a whole different story. Right? Not Shiyim Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos to put water in. Hamecham Shepinu Mimenu Mayim Chamin Lo Yitin L'socha Mayim Mu'otin Kidei Shiyachamu. Then you got to be careful, don't put a little bit of water in, because the hot pot will make the little bit of water reach Yad Soledes, it'll be Bishul B'Shabbos. It's told us all. But you can go and dump in a whole bunch of water today lahapshiron in order to take the chill out of the water. Let's go quickly. I want to catch the next few lines and then we'll pick up tomorrow. Very nice. If you tell me that the hot pot made of metal, right, you can use it for putting in a lot of water, dump in a lot of water so the water can possibly reach Yad Soledes, not enough heat to heat up a lot of water, a little bit of water, yes, then I have another problem. A metal that's been heated is weakened. You can see it, by the way. Ask your mother whether she notes she put a roaster in the oven, and it took a length of time, an hour, more than an hour. The aluminum pan that's in softens. Be careful. It's often so that many people use a double pan for that reason. But once you wash the pan, in cold water, comes back. That's Tzir of Barzel. Machlokes, we'll see whether Tzir of Barzel, the Reise, the Rabban. If I put a lot of cold water into a hot metal mulya, I will be making the metal stronger as Tzir of Barzel. That's also. So, but no problem, Rab Shimon here, I have no intention of mitzarev the metal. I'm not annealing anything. I want to warm up a little water. I hold like Rab Shimon, Dama Dova Shein Meskavein Muto. And you must say, as Tosfos will explain, that it's not psikresha. Rab Shimon Moda psikresha, meaning tzirev doesn't always work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Therefore, there's no vadai that it will be impacting on the structure of the metal. Why does it not work sometimes? Very simply, it wasn't hot enough, the water wasn't cold enough. The tzirof requires that the metal should be very hot and the water should be very cold, then you get the tzirof Basel. And even though it could be that that was the structure of the temperatures there, but it's not badai, therefore called Rav Shimon, it's muto. Remember, not potum, it's muto l'chadchile. Maske flo rabbaye. What the heck have you done to my Mishnah? Which Mishnah are you talking about? Not my Mishnah. It doesn't say nothing like that in the Mishnah about emptying the water and putting more water in and use up the water. Where's all it come from? Ike chosem and asefe. You can't have shot in the Mishnah that way. Maske rabbaye, midi mechem shepin mena mayim ketani. Is the Mishnah mention anything about dumping out the water from the Mecham and putting another water? Mecham shepinu ketani. He's talking about the Mecham which was taken, pinu, you cleaned it out from the coals. You took the Mecham off the stove, but not that you emptied something from the Mecham. Elo Amar Abaye. Here's what the Mishnah means. Ha-Mecham shepinu. You went ahead and you took the Mecham off the stove. The Mecham now is, remember, is a copper container. The yeshbo mayim chamin, like our tea kettle. And in there, there's hot water. Yeah, you want to go ahead and add some water to the hot water. Lo yitin l'socho mayim muotim, b'shul sheyachumu. The water is too hot anyway. So I might as well get a lot of right temperature water by adding some cold water to the very hot water. But if there's room, you can put a lot of water in, then the water that you put in will never reach Yatzoledes. Next, and it's a mecham from which you emptied the water. There, I don't agree. Right? Because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Yom HaDom Shein Meskaven is also. So we'll stop here. Key here is the Tosfos appears, by the way, in humor, almost word for word. So that somebody committed plagiarism.